This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's going on? I've got another edition of the Lost Zane Recordings. Oh my gosh, it was a beautiful fall afternoon slash morning. I don't know why I said afternoon. It was October 2016, October 6th, Julius and I doing the show. Oh my God, we were so in over our heads. What the hell? Talk about undermanned. Jeez. Anyway, I want you to check out this free view of the Lost Zane recordings from 5 years ago. I call it an audio time capsule. I publish these twice a week on my Patreon. If you want more, go to my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That is a good accompaniment to my regular daily podcast on Monday through Friday. For you to get a little bit more. I put about a lot more than a little bit more. About 15 hours a week of stuff for you to listen to. So check it out at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Okay, enjoy my free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
All right.
Gather around. Let's bring it in for show number 123 of the Eric Zane Show. Welcome. For all of West Michigan, I'm Eric Zane. Julius is here. Good morning, Julius.
Good morning.
One Tyler Doan. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, buddy. You got to say hi to Julius, too.
Hey, Julius. I love you.
Huh. Shouldn't have done that. Can't you just say hi?
What the hell?
Can't you just say, hey, Julius?
No.
Then he might actually say hi to you. And, hell, the other day you were leaving, and you said goodbye to him, and he said bye. And then you said, I love you, like you like to do. And he goes, F off. You're lucky I said bye to you.
That's true. I don't need that in my life.
You don't need love.
I don't need
that. He doesn't need it.
Are you kidding me?
He doesn't need love. We know that.
Got other things to do.
We've got an expectation surrounding our very own Julius. High of 76 today. Be cloudy for a lot of the day. It's 56 right now. Friday, it's going to rain for part of the day. Weekend looking good, though, but it's going to cool down dramatically. Saturday, a high of just 61. Sunday, a high of just 58. So, all right. First and foremost, a lot of stories are captivating us this morning, but we just talked about it before we cracked open the microphone, is Hurricane Matthew bearing down. I mean, it doesn't necessarily affect us directly in West Michigan.
Not the hurricane. After effects looks like they are going to affect us. It's going to be a rainy end of the month.
Yeah, and that's how it goes, right? It pushes the other systems right into our wheelhouse.
Yep.
Very strange. But that thing is, it's not exactly a fast-moving hurricane. Yesterday, it was going to like 12 miles an hour. Now, by the end of the
day, isn't that worse?
Well, yeah. No,
it is absolutely
worse, because then the rain falls in one spot more and more, and there's more flooding and things like that. I'm just assuming that. But, by the end of the day today, it will start to affect Florida, and it has been changed to a direct hit. Florida is going to get a direct hit, and it's going to gain strength between now and when it hits. So I mean, I don't necessarily understand how that works, but the with it gaining strength and the energy and how that goes. But the governor of Florida is saying, oh, God, get out. If you're on one of the barrier islands or, you know, in an area that is low-lying area,
mm-hmm.
just leave.
Just go.
Yeah, I mean, there was obviously a lot of loss of life in Haiti, and they're expecting that could be the case if people stay where they're at right now. In fact, I called up my friend Dean, who I owed him a phone call, and he picks it up.
You owed him a phone call?
Yeah, he had... What? Why is that weird?
Oh, it just seemed like you were making time for him, you had him scheduled in.
No, he had called me, and I had been putting it off, and I said, I gotta call Dean. He picks it up. I go, hey, Dean, what are you doing? He goes, I'm in Ohio. I'm at a restaurant. I'm going on a trip. I go, oh, yeah, where are you going? Florida. I go, you're going to Florida? Yeah. I go, are you sure about that? He goes, yeah. I go, what part of Florida?
You know what's going on, right?
So I said, I go, Dean, there's a gigantic hurricane that is, it's going right towards Florida now. I know. I go, when are you going to get there? He goes, the weekend. I go, well, it's going to be getting the brunt of the hit on Saturday. And he's going to be there for extended time. I go, well, Dean, you're going into the storm.
He's going for oceanfront property in Orlando.
And it's funny. He is going to Orlando. So it
doesn't make it much better.
And I go, well, you will see a lot. It's going to rain a lot. I mean, it's not like you're going to have waves and stuff and tons of wind and damage being that far inland, but it's going to be awful. Oh, we'll be fine. I go, will you? Plus, there's going to be a lot of people in Orlando from the coast.
Right.
Who have evacuated.
Yeah, they're going to be all over the place. They're going to be sleeping next to Mickey Mouse.
So I'm like, okay, all right. He goes, yeah, we're going to do a lot of biking. I go, I don't think you are. I don't think you will be biking.
Skiing, maybe.
Water skiing.
Water skiing.
Yes.
You can do that. No, it's going to be so bad this weekend. It's supposed to hit. Apparently, it's pummeling the Bahamas at this moment.
Yeah.
Weather.com says.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. It says, Hurricane Matthew, what you need to know right now. Get the hell out is what you need to know right now.
I know one thing. It's shaped like a skull. Did you see that image?
That was such a funny image. Is that a real image?
There was a radar. The story was floating around. I don't have anything to, you know, dispute it or confirm it, but there was a radar image that made the storm look like a skull, a profile of a skull. And everybody was like, uh-oh. And they're like, oh, come on now.
No, you know what it was? It looked like a gorilla skull. It's Harambe coming back for revenge.
Of course it is. Of course. So I talked to my dad yesterday, getting ready for Dear Meathead at 8:40. And I don't like to just call him up and say, hey, Dad, you ready? We're going to do it tomorrow. Yeah. And then, like, you know, I want to talk to him for extended time. And then at the end, throw in, hey, yeah, so we'll call you tomorrow. Yeah, sure, guy. Now, if you recall...
Did you talk to him about three boys?
I didn't reference that. How do you think we do that? Do we just bring it up? We'll bring it up in the first part of the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Just so he can clarify.
So, Dad, last week we were talking about group sex, and you said you didn't want to get into it, but you gave us a clue, three boys. What did you mean?
And he started it by saying, I had an opportunity to do that once. Now, it's weird because when you say, I had an opportunity, that means like it was presented to you and you either said yes or no. And then you suggested it. Then he said, I fought them off. It was three boys. So I'm like, wait a minute. Was it an opportunity or were you threatened because you fought them off?
Remember when Andy Dufresne had the opportunity
with
in
the
prison?
Sisters? Yes.
With the sisters. Yeah, he had the opportunity. That's exactly what he means.
I don't remember Andy Dufresne saying, well, I was working in the boiler room, and then all of a sudden the sisters came up, and I had an opportunity to have a big group sex party in the boiler room. I'm suggesting that that was against his will, and he didn't actually, dabble in that realm. I'm just assuming. I'm gonna roll the dice on that one, but... I'll let him explain it. But at the time, it was absurd. We'll have to actually pull that. If you want to pull Pelleritos for when we're, because he has all those needle scratches to play just before it. But so I'm talking to him, and The rumor is that when we go up north in a week, that he is going to again climb a ladder and start cutting down trees. Now,
the terrible idea, but okay.
In July, it was the 4th of July weekend that he fell 14 feet from a ladder because, you know, he's 82, whatever. There was an accident. The ladder moved and he fell. And he severely hurt himself. He was in very, very bad condition. He was in intensive care. He had to be airlifted with a helicopter from a smaller hospital in Crawford County to the trauma center, a more equipped trauma center, because they're worried that he might not survive. So this was a very dramatic thing. They had to rebuild his pelvis with tons of metal, and he has had to undergo rehabilitation from the time he was in the hospital for a month and a half. This is how bad this was. And he put a lot of people, especially his lovely wife, my stepmom, through a lot of them.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It was tough on her. She's also 80. And whatever. But he has mended, and he is, as you've heard on our show, been on the road to recovery and doing quite well. Well, I hear from Charity Scam Mike, which is my stepsister's husband, and I talk to him quite regularly. He goes, hey, FYI, think your dad, he's already talking about getting back on that ladder.
Yeah, how about you tie him down?
And he goes, you got to call him. You got to tell him no. And so right away, I was like, okay. So I have to call my dad, a grown man, and tell him what he can and can't do.
It'll work, right? Surely.
I thought to myself, that sounds terrible. And I started thinking the same thing that Mike had to be thinking, because he texted me shortly thereafter. He goes, did you call him yet? I go, no, I'm still thinking about it. He goes, let him have his dignity. Leave him alone.
Uh-oh.
And I said, I agree with you.
Ugh.
And I was like, I'm not going to say anything. I don't. Now, my brother is aware of it, too. Now, I'll bring it up and say, hey, so what are you thinking, Dad? Just to get so he knows I know. But I don't know if I'm comfortable telling a man who can make his own damn mind up, who is not incapacitated yet, you know, how to behave.
You could break all his ladders. That is also a possibility.
Yeah, I know. But I know it's been a lot, but I don't, I'm having a little bit of a struggle trying to consider if that's thinking that that's the right thing to do. Tell him, Dad, you can't do that, you know, and just, I can see having the discussion, but people will suggest to us, you know, You gotta make him obey the rules. And I don't know.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good to me.
It's not gonna work.
No. And it'll just piss him off, you know?
Just buy him a little ladder. Like, like one of those four step ones.
Little tykes?
Yeah. Take all those real ladders. Give him a little one.
Yeah.
Boy. Plant like a little tree.
Dad, you gotta cut this thing down. It's a sapling. You can cut it with a pair of clippers. Yeah, I taught you. All right, let's go eat a s'more. All right, guy.
Well, you can use the sticks that he cut down to make marshmallows.
Yeah, I did my thing, guy. His thing is he really wants to cut the lawn. Well, it's not lawn. It's just weeds. Mm-hmm. It's a 10-acre patch of land in Grayling.
Is that a riding mower? Or
and,
no?
And he... He has a push mower, and he has access to a riding mower. But he really wants to cut that lawn. Now, what he doesn't know is that Charity Scam Mike already hired a guy to do it, and it's been cut all summer. And he wanted to surprise him.
Your dad's all like, oh, God.
He's like, oh, no, Jack.
The weeds are going to be
so big. It's going to be so high. I will go there, and I will cut it down with a sling blade. So, you know. And so he doesn't have to do anything. He just has to go there and relax. But he's like, oh, no, I'm going to do work, guy.
Oh, yeah.
Jack, meathead. So we'll see. That's not this weekend. It's the weekend after. But it's already building now. Mike says it's going to turn into a knockdown, drag-out fight with everybody just screaming at each other, and I can't wait. Occasionally, we get love letters, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Emails to our show brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Enjoy some anytime. Enjoy some right now on the way to work. Kidding. Enjoy it responsibly. And occasionally we get letters. Now, recently we talked about Ric Flair in the news. I think it was his podcast featured him talking about women that he's had sex with, celebrities. And in a very creepy rape voice, he said Halle Berry. And so we focused on that on Tuesday and played the clip. I'm like, what the hell? Yeah, whatever, maybe. Who? But I doubt it. The next day, her rep said, no joke, we have never heard of that person in our life, in our lives. We don't know who that is.
Which I don't believe, but I see where they're coming from. Who hasn't heard of Ric Flair?
I mean, if you don't know anything about wrestling, you've never heard of Ric Flair. You know? I mean, maybe she... I mean, something tells me that Halle Berry... God dang it. Halle Berry isn't the biggest fan of the WWE.
Or any type of,
you know, I'm just going to go out on a limb here. I don't think she's been at SummerSlam or WrestleMania. I don't think she has a picture of Mick Foley on her wall. But then yesterday, we told that story about Barry's people saying, we have no idea. And then we parked on it. We did a break on it.
Right.
Because it was being
big
talked
news.
About.
Yeah. Big news. Well, people were talking about it.
It was at least worth a break on local idiot morning show, isn't it?
I think so.
I mean, come on here. We're not, this isn't like high level entertainment. It's radio. We got to talk about something, man.
When Ric Flair says he banged Halle Berry, we're going to talk about that. That's funny.
Dude writes this. Don't complain about something and how much time people spend on it and go on and on and on. This AM, Ric Flair, don't like him? Say it once or twice and move on! Or is it that hard to fill time on the radio? Yes. Yes, it is. And then he puts it in quotes, time to move on, folks. But let me repeat my view on obvious topics 12 to 15 times. He left.
Oh, yeah, 12 to 15 for sure. That's basically a whole show, right? Yeah, we did our whole show on Ric Flair.
I'm guessing.
Or two segments.
He's over 2 days.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Actually, we split it up once. Yesterday, we split it up. We did Ric Flair for half a segment and then something else for another half.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't even like a full segment.
No.
Because there wasn't really anything else in there.
This pain in the ass. This always drives me crazy when people do that. It's like, you can only talk about what I like you to talk about. Oh, so I wrote back. I wrote, sounds good.
You actually wrote back?
I wrote, sounds good. Other than that, you liking the show?
See, I wouldn't dignify that with a response.
You see, I'm guessing that's true. I shouldn't have. I'm guessing he's he just doesn't like us. But he's a hate listener, happened. And I appreciate the hate listeners because as long as they're listening. As long as they're listening, it's okay. Don't repeat yourself. There you go. You made the show. Congratulations. We're talking about you in the very next segment. And before I tell you what the segment is, I had a conversation with our boss, Dave Jackinette, and now he has been very busy putting up skull and crossbones all over the radio station.
For what?
So
I saw that. I didn't know what it was.
I can't say. I actually cannot talk about that.
Really?
There's something we can't say on the radio.
Oh, I know.
And if we say
that's
it,
what it is?
You'll get skull and crossbones. So this ominous-looking note is staring right in my face. I've got two choices. Doan's happy, beautiful face or skull and crossbones? I don't need to ask you what you would choose.
I pick the Grim Reaper.
I'm going to take Doan. I'm going to take Doan's face.
So that's what he's spending his time doing?
No, he can't. He walks up to me and goes, hey, so why do you refer to your content as a break? I go, what do you mean? Well, you always say coming up in the next break. He goes, a break is when you break from content, you break for commercials.
He has a point.
And I said, you have a point. I said, you're right. So I'm going to work on that because I know it bothers you. Because, well, it's just, I mean, a break is, everybody knows what a break is. You got to say the next segment. I said, okay, I can do that.
Coming up in the next break.
In the next segment, there's a story going around. I was from Fox 17. This guy has this adorable beagle. Man, you can't go wrong with dog stories. And the dog, he takes it out to the dog park, and it comes back, and it wasn't the same.
I think it was ZZM, but...
Wasn't ZZM, I apologize. We'll get to a Fox 17 story later. Sorry.
Also ZZM.
There may be a Fox 17 story at some point in the next month. We do Fox 17. We do them all.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If it's interesting, we'll do it. But this one, as Julius said, was from ZZM. Thank you. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL. That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Please go to patreon.com to support the show further by signing up for my Patreon. I won't let you down, and I know you'll enjoy it. At least I hope so. Okay. Till next time. Bye-bye.